I mean, if you're ever, you know, late to that, it's not.
Yeah.
Find a way around it. And I put you guys on Mondays at this time for my convenience, but it's not like it's important.
Yeah, but I was expecting to get, they make it in time, but it was just because of all the leaves and things. The trains weren't stopping at the stations, so I decided to put speed restrictions on.
Sliding past.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
Cause apparently,
so what do they have to do, back up?
I'm not sure. They ended up busing people into, I think it's Croy Station, they had particular problems on, because it's on a hill or something. So I had to bus people in from like stations either side.
Nasty.
Yes, yes. But yeah, at least it was speed restrictions instead of like trains flying past into barriers and things. So.
Yeah. We're glad they look after that.
Why are they moving lapel?
Oh, yeah.
It's not up yet.
Still 56%.
I can
skip it. Just doing a disk change or something.
I don't know what it's doing. Oops, it fell off. Doesn't work so. And now we're going to discover we've got no reason to meet, right? Because everything was going swimmingly.
Well, yeah, apart from waiting for the get Camtasia sorted out.
Because I haven't read the wikis in my email since I left, so.
Yeah, I haven't added anything to the wiki recently, so. So I've been working on trying to get the XML stuff working. So I'm basically learning how the DOM works, so I can generate the DDF files. So I'm just reading through the documentation. That's what I was doing at the end of last week, just so I know how it all works and figuring out the best way to do things. But at the moment, I've been playing about the DOM stuff in Mozilla, because I can see how it works with the HTML pages, so I can generate XHTML stuff and see how it all works there. It's just much easier to just see how things work in that.
I don't know the Mozilla stuff, so. If it turns out that it's idiosyncratic in some way that teaches you funny habits, then it won't have been a good idea.
The API is standardized by the W3C, so the API is standard between everything.
There are certain companies that I don't want to name because they don't always get it right. Mozilla. Yeah, it'll be all right.
Yeah. There's a couple.
I believe you now. It's a good strategy.
Yeah. It does document say that this is a Mozilla only feature and things like that. So I've been avoiding those anyway. It's just that's quite a quick way to get into how the DOM works, because I can just quickly generate a web page and then just add things to it and take things away and see exactly what's going on at the time. So.
Why does it help that it's HTML instead of just XML?
Just because XHTML has a nice, you got browsers there, so you can actually see directly what's going on.
Most browsers, when you put an XML file up in it, it'll just apply some default style to it anyway that shows you.
Yeah, well, I'm using XHTML. All the web pages are XHTML, so it's XML just with the HTML DTD.
Okay.
Just because we haven't quite finalized the GDF format, so just
gonna have to do swapping tag names later.
Yeah. So all I have to do is change that sort of thing. So it's yeah.
I'm sure there are different ways of doing those things. I'm sure that's fine.
It comes out in the end.
I'm trying to think of the things that could go wrong, but since I haven't tried it this particular way, that sounds good. So you say we haven't finalized what the GDF looks like. Is that an implicit request for me to do something, or?
No, what I'm doing at the moment, I'm looking through the stuff that Robin put on the wiki to say what we need in the output format for the task. You know, so what you're going to do the analysis on. So I'm making sure that I can get that information out of the GDF as it's stated at the moment. If I find something that you can't get out of it, then I can add that to the GDF format.
Yeah. There's two cases in here, right? There's things you can get straight off the original format, and then there's things you have to do some kind of post-processing in the original format. But it's not just a data format change, it's actually some kind of computational process to get the thing out of it as well, right?
Yeah.
I think it was a little bit confused last time we spoke about whether you consider GDF format to be the thing that's just straightforward translations of what's in the original eye tracking output, or whether the post-processing utilities are a separate step. Because I think you and I had separate, different views on this, but I can't remember who had which view at this point.
Yeah, well.
So are you working on actively on this these analysis things, or are you just working on the translation?
Well, I'm making sure that the GDF format we've got at the moment will output all the analysis that Robin's looking for. So I'm using that as a way to get into using the DOM things as well. So at the moment I'm looking at actually the GDF format itself, and then to generate the GDF format, I'm going to be taking stuff out of the JEST analyzer, and then using the DOM parser to generate XML output from the JEST analyzer.
What's in there and what isn't in there that you need to do some really intensive transforming to do?
No. But the output of the JEST analyzer does do some of the processing already, which is why I'm planning to use that as the basis for it. Because that already picks up like target reads and things like that. So it knows whether you're looking at a part or whether you're looking at a target area or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So it's also got that in it somewhere. So it's just a matter of pulling that out and put that into the GDF.
Okay. So this sounds like it's under control when you're happy and you guys are telling each other what you guys need to know, so I don't need to do anything, right?
Nope.
You're all fine. But there was a number of things that came before this, right, that it sounds like they're not under control yet. So the GDF stuff, Alan's view on this is we go through everything in order, like the priority is exactly the pipeline order.
Yeah.
Right? So Camtasia you mentioned.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what else, but we should check what other things were before this on the list of things to do.
Yeah. I think the only thing I've got left to do before the experiments can be run is get the check Camtasia works. Now we've got Camtasia running on the machines, and I think they're set up correctly, but I can't test it until we get the microphones working.
Until you get the
microphones.
Oh, microphones.
It's batteries we're waiting for.
Batteries.
They're due. I was told the beginning of this week.
Okay. Are they really, really strange batteries?
They are quite strange.
Have you tried Napa?
Avril has ordered them from somewhere.
Are they expensive?
Possibly, you know, about $150 each or something like that.
Because, you know, like we bus journey over to Napoleon might solve the problem if it's getting in the way.
Well, hopefully. They should have been here last week, but Caroline then phoned up to chase them. And they were told to be here. Should be today.
So this isn't actually ruining your schedule for anything, and that's why you're waiting.
Well, we can still test whether Camtasia runs anyway. It's just whether the microphones are picking up things correctly.
Right. Okay. So it sounds like you're not actually worried about the fact that this is.
Not yet.
Yeah.
No.
When you get worried, go to Maplin. Okay.
Right.
Phone them first to make sure that they're in there. Somebody around must have a probably Steve. Somebody in the techie group will have a Maplin catalog. Mm. In fact, I'll see if I can. It's useful to know who's got a current one anyway. I don't seem to get them anymore. I guess I don't buy enough equipment.
I think most of the stuff's online these days anyway, isn't it? So.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. Duh. So, you can find out whether they have it. But you'd have to go and find out if they have it in stock down there. I actually live not that far from them. So, it would be a half hour diversion from my morning routine to pick up stuff. But then again, it's also very close to the Kmart.
Yeah, so I find it easy.
It's even less of a diversion for you, probably. Except you don't have to go around.
I can easily get to Maplin. I know where it is. I used to live here, so I know where.
Yeah.
I used to live here. I'm a geek. I know where Maplin is.
Yeah.
I was
the, for the sake of 3 quid or however many quid. How many batteries does it take? It doesn't take 100.
No, it's 2 batteries we need.
Yeah. Then, you know, put your mind at rest. It's, you know, you wouldn't want it to be the morning you were supposed to be recording. You know this.
I suppose I could give you a call on the way in tomorrow, and if it's not appeared in your pigeonhole, I can easily go off the train early and just pick them up from there.
Yeah, I'll check the gun first though. The stocks are funny down there.
Right, yeah. Well, I'll make sure I've got the phone number in my phone so I can call.
Because, you know, it's not that attractive an area to walk through if you're having to get
in. Well, true. Still high road, isn't it?
So of all the things that were on the wiki, do I need to pull up the wiki? Oh, it's going to be longer.
Still probably in that angle.
Yeah. You're right, I might want to change my password. But you guys probably know off the top of your head, is there anything else that we were waiting on before you could run?
The thing that's holding me slightly up is checking whether Joe's finished. There is a working model builder, but I'm not sure if it's the finished version yet.
Last day was the first of October.
Yeah, you still had hours left. I'm not sure if it was down to the number of hours or whether the 31st of October.
It's hours. Oh, so he's got hours left, he's still on hand?
He was still in by the hour.
So, I thought, well, I mean, obviously, if he wants to finish off, then,
Nijmegen has gone dead for almost the last 2 weeks.
Oh, well, they're probably away then.
But I think what they had was some big review.
Oh, yeah, it could be.
And so I haven't heard anything back from them. So the models for...
Oh, you have no models at all. Ah, that's a pity. Model builder, that's what I was calling the graphical model editor, right?
So you
use Xfig to make the parts and then you...
Well, we don't need to meet with... The parts are all the standard Tangram ones I had before anyway. The Xfig thing is only when we come to building airplanes and new peculiar shapes. But for this experiment, it's just a Tangram task.
Okay, I have something in my email from Joe. He wouldn't have sent it just to me, would he? Do you want me to check that? I'm not going to project my email.
I'll tell you, don't remember.
I haven't heard anything from Joe for a week or so.
Okay, I think I might have heard Thursday or something. I can't remember exactly when it was.
It's newer than me. The last thing was in response to, I think I was saying last week, about the parallelogram being the wrong way around from the model.
But
nothing has, I haven't heard anything since, from either sort of the Netherlands or from you.
Okay, so I've got something on the 28th, that's Friday, I think. Oh, he just wants to know how to get paid. Right, that's a guess he's done.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's in Edinburgh, so, well, I suppose he won't come back because Kurt's on his desk.
Oh, is he back?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So.
Well, I'm using the dice machine, so if he wants to pop in for 5 minutes, the Windows machine's free for him at the moment.
Well, he's just not going to travel. Squat there, that's all. So the last thing I got from him about work was the 19th of October that said he uploaded some changes that you wanted. That's... Oh, see, you didn't get that. That was just me and him. But presumably he put it on a wiki, so... So he's just telling us because he thinks we probably don't read wikis. I'll just check.
It was after that was the thing about... Where the parallelogram is the mirror image.
Yeah, I can tell you I'm getting an email off him. I think it got sent to the group saying that he'd updated the whatever it was on the wiki. So he'd uploaded a new zip file, never written the old one. So.
Well, I haven't replied to him about. Yeah, I really don't have anything more recent from him. I haven't replied to him about how to submit costs and stuff like that. So. So, but that's, I guess he's at the end of things, but we could just ask him. I mean, maybe you guys would just want to ask him directly, you're done and done, right? Because it's worth you guys knowing. And then, of course, any problems that remain, you inherit.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's worth taking a look at what it does and making sure it does what you want, I guess. So the problem is you wanted to construct some models in it for your experiment, but you were hoping to get some from Merluse.
Yes, or at least she was meant to have some idea of the level of complexity, because they have actually run things,
yeah.
And to get an idea of the sort of style and to check that they'd be all right. All very quiet.
Right, have you tried cold calling? That's what I do when I need things that...
No, it has just been email. Rather than the telephone type of
crafts then. When, if you get them today, when are you going to start running?
I'm down for a week. What's the 7th? Is it a week today?
Oh, right, so you have to be ready by then.
I haven't booked anybody in or anything, but that's what I'm hoping.
Right, okay.
We have been, of course, put back a bit by the eye tracker going down.
Yeah, makes sense.
We're certainly needing some data in the bag by the 1st of December, I think.
Yeah, so you don't have subjects lined up, but you're not expecting any trouble getting them?
Hopefully not.
Mm-hmm.
The only other slight complication is, which will be, I think, brought up at the meeting on Thursday for all the eye-tracking users.
Yeah.
The lab has been block-booked again.
By?
Jules from psychology.
I don't know this person. So, they need to be serious about it. Who's the, is that a staff member or something?
Yeah.
Okay. We kind of paid for the lab, so it depends, but I suppose talking to them sometimes solves these problems. It depends on what sort of staff member is it? Is that a
lecturer?
Right. Presumably he or she is not running subjects the entire...
Well, presumably not, but it's sort of quite
solidly
booked. For certainly 6 days.
Uh-huh.
10 to 5 for 2 or 3 of those days.
Uh-huh. Ellen's still out of town, right? It's just, you could try calling this person and see how this works. Ellen might be more persuasive. it's just sometimes academic staff have a bit of a chip about research staff, and since I don't know the person, I can't tell whether it's one of those or not.
I can probably at least email her and ask her if she's really needing it all that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then escalate, I guess. But, or whether it can be put off for a little bit or something. So, I have no idea how the booking system works. Well, you're discussing it on Thursday, right?
Well, yeah. But
at the moment, it's just a booking system.
Yeah. People just, if they can log on to it, can book it.
Yeah, well, that's one to raise at the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I might talk to Ellen about that ahead of time, because she and Martin may have had discussions about appropriate use of the lab.
In theory, Jess is meant to have it every morning.
Oh, really? Yeah, but don't you guys set up for... Isn't block booking more appropriate? Because isn't their setup involved in changing the lab for somebody else?
There shouldn't be any changes in the physical connection. So.
No, or in the software or anything?
No.
Okay. So there's no cost associated with it being mornings or afternoons?
No. As long as other people don't, for some reason, disconnect some bits of the equipment, there's no reason why it should.
Yeah. So in the worst case, you may be able to make an argument if you actually need that week that you can call up in the mornings that week. Is this something that's known outside Ellen's head?
Yes, it's not on the booking system, it's on a web page that Frank created about the lab.
Okay. Oh, well, that's
which I don't know if anybody actually knows is there.
Well, unless the time to yeah. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you've got a lot of possible ways of getting what time you need. Of course, try to be kind to other people, but you would anyway. So those are the only things that are worrying you, Camtasia and lab access, and otherwise, no sweat, you're happy.
Should be. I've also got to get Camtasia, the motor builders, I've got to get Camtasia working as a sort of little multimedia thing to generate a video, how to sort of an instructional video.
Oh yeah. This is going to take a little while.
Yeah. Well, hopefully once we can run a trial, that'll give you some screenshots to work with, and then it'll just be a matter of adding your video of mouse movements or whatever. So.
Yeah, but you were going to try and figure out how to overlay something on top of the video. You were just really going to run a video of the trial.
Yeah.
That's much easier. So with a model builder, what do you need to do with it? Which one are you going to look at? What it does so far, and
I'll do that.
Yeah, have a look. If you have any problems with it, I think there's a wiki page up for that piece of for that thing. So if you just put whatever recommendations, bugs on that page, and I'll work through them as and when I can.
Hopefully, there's not a problem. Marlowe's was also meant to be checking it and doing things.
How many models were you relying on her for? So are you suddenly going to be...
It hasn't been divided up in that sort of...
Well, what I'm trying to get at is your start time going to be delayed because you don't have the models ready if she doesn't come through?
Depends how quickly I manage to get a grip of it, maybe how long it takes me to generate them, or how I get on with the Camtasia.
Oh, yeah. Well...
I'm unsure of yet.
Can you draft Craig into build some if necessary?
I've used the software, and it's not that hard.
There shouldn't be any great problems. Just checking that they're of a suitable level of complexity.
Yeah.
Or
contingency planning.
Yeah.
Of course, we're
not quite right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can't imagine that building the model is going to be that hard. I mean, I can easily just have many thousands there on that. Dutch website you found, just pick some of them, redo them in the JCT format. It's pretty mechanical. I can easily do that. So, but it's a matter of choosing which ones you need to do.
Yeah.
Which I guess you have to do.
Well,
you need to. You and Marlowe's need to sort out. Yeah.
You can call a Jess Telcom between you and Marlowe's. If it's not that, with a cold calling, you can usually at least find out whether they're alive and get an offer to get something. But, the next escalation is saying, no, we really need to talk about this. We're going to talk about it, Tuesday at such a time in Russia.
Yeah,
it's
a good time. I'll try and get hold of her again.
So presumably, whatever it is they've been going through is now over.
I think it was up till the end of October, so presumably today they're now free again.
Yeah.
Or taking a week off to recover.
I just take for that to slow you up in collecting stuff, that's all.
Hopefully it won't anyway. It's just if I then do it, hopefully we'll get the right models.
Yeah.
that's true. So it'll be generated, it's whether the models are optimal.
That's quite a small thing she could do for you, I guess. That's not like, sitting there brain deadly constructing.
Mm-hmm.
Some models that she needs to do. It's just to provide advice about this, which must take less time. Well, that all sounds fun. You guys worried about anything? We're mostly going to talk about the experiment schedule. So.
I don't think so. I mean, so the major thing I've got to do is get this Camtasia sorted out. So I'm just waiting for the batteries for that.
Mm.
If everyone's not worried, I'm not worried.
You're going to run out of things to do that we haven't set you up for anytime soon.
Yeah,
sounds like it might take a while.
Yeah, because I've got to finalise that format, and then once that's done, I've got to start looking at the analysis side of it, and that's
all the dynamic region part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't need anything from me for that. really sort of spec. I mean, again, that's the parent name.
Yeah. I think the analysis will take a little while. I don't think it's going to take that long to get this stuff sorted out. It's going to be how to display it and all that sort of stuff, whatever makes it easiest for you to do.
This is what I'm worried about is him being in the lab all day long and you not being sure like what to do for the analysis or something. Because you're going to be completely unavailable when you're recording, or will there be times when you record all day?
It depends how many I can put in and get running before my brain melts. But when the experiment's running, I'll be in the lab.
Yeah, because he
can't just go in and let them get started.
Oh, yeah, I understand that.
Some people can, but.
It was more like, you know, so this week he's got, you know, the GBS stuff to do, then next week you're planning on recording, and what happens if suddenly you're unavailable all of next week, just when he runs out of work?
There'll certainly be time for now, because I'm right next to the lab anyway, I'll come back just to check my email and things anyway.
So I've still got to work on the JESS analyzer and turn that into a GDF outputter. I can have a look at the model builder as well. One thing I'm thinking about is we're looking at the part building type stuff. And it might be worth seeing if we can add a little part builder thing into the model builder. I've just got to tidy up some of the code for generating the parts anyway, the JCT parts from
SVGs. Yeah. The idea was it wasn't worth the investment.
Yeah. But I'll have a quick look at it and see how easy it is to add a couple of things to it. Because if I can use it to generate the Rotsim angle, for example, the rotation symmetry stuff which is what was causing the bugs before. Mm-hmm. So if I can use the model builder to automatically do that, then that would save quite a bit of work and it'll save a few bugs.
Yeah,
so.
But now that the guy building these models know that they need to do the Rotsim stuff, do you have trouble doing it?
No.
So
once the parts have been built, so.
Well, I mean, we might want to severely cash limit the investment that you put into making a part builder.
Yeah. I'm not going to do much on that. It's just
person days would it be worth? Like, if Craig discovered it could be done in X days,
I wouldn't bother more than one or two, certainly.
Right. So there's your limit. Don't spend more than a day or two on it.
Yeah, but I've already got this. Yeah.
You have to understand that there's things about this project we've hidden from you so far that
you're not worried about. Yeah, I saw something about a map task, like a little further down my task list.
Oh, really? Oh, that will just be a little add-on. Whatever it is, it'll be the same skills as you've learned for something else.
Right.
And it'll just be. I'm not even sure that's you, because I think somebody else is doing that, actually. But I'm thinking more of the fact that at some point we should probably tell you about this NXT stuff.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's just XML to XML to XML, isn't it? Turning GDF and other bits into NXT.
Well, you know, there's XML and XML, and you know.
Yeah.
It takes scanned up links and stuff. And it's some people, if they're not used to linguistic annotation, take a little time to get their head around the way the data model works.
Right.
From
what I've heard about it, it's both XML, so the programming side of it doesn't sound too hard. It's going to be making sure that it fits what you expect out of the format. So.
Yeah.
But no, that's fine. I'll have plenty of questions for you once I get to that stage, I'm sure.
Yeah. So just don't order away, you know, weeks on fripperies when we have a real meeting this yet to come.
We'll find
plenty of really, really crucial things for you to do.
I do think you'll be doing
your things. Yeah, well, the thing is, we're going to get Camtasia sorted out this week and then concentrate on the JESS analyzer, the GDF stuff. Once I've done that, it's whatever you want me to do once I've done the GDF, I guess.
Okay, so I'll remind myself to look at what's next before the next time we get together.
Yeah, so I think GDF can keep me busy for a little while yet. So, certainly keep me busy until this time next week, and then I can start suggesting things that might need to look at for the next stage, I guess.
So you can work on Monday. That means you don't want to meet, right?
Well, at 12 o'clock next Monday, the lab is technically booked by Gates.
Oh, right, it's actually next week. It's actually the week that you were planning
it
on.
It starts this Wednesday and goes through to next Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Anyway, you'll tell me whether we cancel this or whether I just have to pay. In which case, we won't be up here because we don't record twos.
Yep. Okay.
What else? My then other complication is 2 weeks tomorrow I start my teaching.
Oh yeah, that should be fun. Let's
so
see, that's
2 weeks of that, four lectures and four labs.
That comes at an ideal time for you then.
Yes.
That's like the 20th or something. I can't add.
Tomorrow is the first.
For the first, yeah.
So it'll be the 15th.
Actually, yeah, that reminds me of, well, I won't be, on Thursday, I'm going to be over in my induction day, so.
Oh yeah, you have to promise to tell us how that is, because people do ask me.
Fair enough. I don't think it's going to be that in-depth.
It's just time to,
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't expect it to be that in-depth. I mean, it's 15 minutes on a variety of different topics, so it's just,
yeah.
I'm sure most of it I already know. It's like fire safety, yeah. Health safety, data protection, usual sort of stuff you get everywhere. So.
Yeah.
Well, if they're going to do that, then they force you to graduate. I would know somebody who's gone to know.
Nobody's bothered so far.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they didn't have induction in my day. So.
Well, I don't remember being asked for an induction. So.
Really? But you only started here.
In April.
They were supposed to, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
remember.
I invited to a. Summer garden party for staff members. But that's all.
Oh well.
Yeah, when I started being a student. I mean, we had the induction was compulsory because a lot of students were doing teaching, and you couldn't do the teaching unless you'd done the induction because you had to know about health and safety and fire safety before you could take a charge of, because you were the responsible person in the classroom. So. But yeah, I'm not sure why I'm doing it now, but there we go. Let's see how it goes. I'll give you a report on Friday or something.
I have one NXT question.
Okay.
Won't be, well, it's not one. It's hopefully, as part of the output, it'll be something like that. Is that correct? So you've got the gaze position of the first person, gaze position of the second, mouse position of the first, mouse position of the second, and I don't know, I'll call them mouse action.
Something. Yeah.
Is that just in sort of
like that? So it'll be like in monitor, but yeah, they'll all be different tiers like that. And then there's the language stuff as well.
Yes. That's just the eye.
Yeah, this is the easy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, eyes and mice. Uh-huh. And that's enough for you, right?
Hopefully, that's why.
There's lots of things that can do that. It's the language part.
As well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was just checking that I know the language part is set up here, but this would be the new part, new stuff.
That seems fine, yeah. Do you know what the sets of codes are? Well, they're whatever you're getting out of the JAST analyzer, so.
Whatever that is.
I mean, blinks. As well, right?
Yes, I'm not sure we need to know exactly where they are, just how many there are in each.
Oh, so you don't want to put it part of the state?
I don't know. I suppose it could go in.
I think you should. Well, there's two views on this. If you do, then the people formulating research questions will ask about them. But if you don't, they'll probably ask about them anyway, and you'll have to add them after that. It's
well,
just stick them in a different track,
mm-hmm.
And then load them or not load them as you please, because it's not. Well, I don't know. Is it part of? So these are mutually exclusive and exhaustive sets of codes against time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Blink a part of this?
Blink would, at the moment, just get locked in with the sort of previous gaze.
Yeah, but
mm-hmm.
But isn't that important? Because when they're blinking, basically it's like a nil code. You can't find out what they're doing otherwise. So it may actually be important to have the blinks registered in there because you may discover you need to take them into account
mm-hmm.
to smooth some kind of analysis that you do. So it could be that if they hadn't had a blink just then, they would have been, I don't know what.
yes, moving somewhere else, or it's more likely to be blinking and seeing things the other person is doing something.
That you want to know that. Not too much for lies. I'm missing stuff because people blink. I was thinking more like, you know, the person looks at a part and they've got a fixation before and after and they blink in the middle. And, you know, there may be times when you want to treat that as one thing.
Yes. Normally, we just, as I say, add the blink time and duration to the previous fixation.
Oh, right, okay. So, but in that case...
Because you're not drawing any new information, and that's what the critical sort of deciding factor is.
Right, uh-huh. In that case, then, these tiers are already, like, blink corrected.
Yes.
And then you wouldn't have blinks as part of this. You'd want blinks as a separate tier.
It would be as a separate tier where just the mark.
Yeah.
The actual position.
Yeah, so the key thing is here is mutually exclusive and exhaustive. And the second key thing is it better be really clear to the people who are dealing with these codes. Whether any monkey business has been done around the blinks to correct for that. Because, it wouldn't necessarily be obvious looking at that set of codes.
No, certainly not looking at codes.
I suppose if you know that I try, because then you'll just know.
Okay.
You know what to look for and what not to.
So does that mean you need the blink correction as part of the analysis then?
I think you're saying it comes out of the eye tracker already, right? They're already blink corrected.
They're already identified as blinks. Then it's at what stage? The software that I've used pulls the blinks, so we'll add it on. I'm not sure of what.
Right, so that's the stuff that comes with the eye tracker. Stuff that comes with the eye tracker.
Not so much. It's listed as a separate event in the stream. Blinks
right.
Are a tag from the EDF and that sort of thing. It's registered as a.
Right. Okay. Well, if you want the blinks merged into a fixation, it might be worth making that a part of the requirement for the GDF stuff. So to remind me to just add that analysis to it. So I mean, it's easy enough today. Just checking the times of.
Because of the fixation, it'll be down to what we define as a gaze. So basically, the time from when somebody starts looking at an object until they leave it. And so if they blink a lot within that, they're still looking at that object. So it's just the time in to the time out.
Right, okay.
But what we need to know is like at what stage in the eye tracking software it does that, and whether that gets through so that Craig gets it automatically in what he's translating to GDF, whether he needs to redo the same analysis because something about the data path cuts off that analysis for the eye tracker, or whether we even like it, right, and want to do it some different way.
Yeah, I think the ASCII format, as it stands, does contain blink information.
Yes.
Because I'm sure that's appeared in the documentation that I've read through.
Yeah, there's a blink.
Yeah. But it could be these things are corrected for blinks in this way, plus there's blink information. So
it's
a fixation around blinks, and it also just happens to tell you where blinks are. Because as you were saying, they like to use blink rate as measures of cognitive difficulty or something. So.
Right. Okay. Yeah, so it might be worth us having a look at that and just seeing what data is already in the ASCII format and whether you want me to do any correction as part of the analysis. Because I've got to do the analysis for the fixations on parts and things anyway. So yeah, adding things to check for blinks during that shouldn't be a big problem.
It should just be a matter of treating adding on the blink to the last fixation or something.
Still fixating on it when they come back out of the blink, then why is that the right thing to do analytically?
The real reason is as long as they've been blinking, even if they open their eyes somewhere else, that's when you start absorbing the information.
Oh, right, yeah, you said that.
It's basically like it's just a long saccade, kind of a visual suppression when you move, and it's the same when you're blinking, you're not taking anything in.
Well, but does duration of fixation count for anything? Because if you're just adding more into the group for fixation, you're not treating it as a cyclotic.
That's for the sort of gaze time measure. It's not actually, fixations are still independent. So the fixation duration doesn't include the blink in the ASCII output. It's only when we start looking at sort of the total gaze, the total amount of time spent looking at one particular object, which includes all these sort of multiple fixations and any blinks and that sort of thing.
Okay.
It's a sort of composite viewing thing.
Right.
So more complicated than I thought.
Yeah,
I've forgotten about the multiple fixations on an object. Yeah. Okay.
So is the idea you're looking for a final thing which just says between this time and this time you're looking at this object, between this time and this time you're not looking at anything? And
although we'll also still need a count of the fixations just so we can have, you've got a measure of the average fixation duration again, just to see if it stayed longer, just more stable eye fixation or not.
Yeah, because I think at the moment the GDF format has fixations in it, so again, I guess that'd be part of the GDF to NXT transformation, would be turning fixations into gazes and whatever else. Okay. Well, don't have to worry about that just at the moment.
Okay. I mean, this is kind of what we were talking about before, this confusion about what's in the GDF. I mean, you might see it as the initial GDF is just whatever straightforwardly translates without transforms, with just the data format changing from the ASCII. And then there's a bunch of other things that get added that you might still want to be in augmented GDF format, you know, like this blinking the gaze and whatever else. And then you translate to NXT. So you might still want to have everything in this one GDF file format that represents everything, and then the NXT thing is just a splitter. It's not doing any fancy analysis.
Right.
So I see this as, you know, a bunch of little routines that take the GDF without this information in it and add new information into subsequent versions of the GDF file that contains these post-process analyses.
Well, that's part of why I brought this up now, is I'm not sure at what point down the data path things sort of happen, but that's what I want to take me in.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So will you actually be doing much of the GDF, or are you expecting to do most of the analysis on the NXT stuff then? So when you're actually generating your results?
Well, the NXT stuff will have a more complete picture because it will include combine all the linguistic stuff with all the movements and the actions.
Right.
But there'll be, I suppose, just some purely eye movement stuff you could do, presumably GDF.
Yeah, you were talking about earlier, because you could do a quick analysis on the GDF stuff without having to, before you do the dialogue analysis type stuff, so you can get some results anyway, can't you?
It doesn't matter which data format it's in, NXT or GDF, but it makes more sense for the converter between GDF and NXT not to add any data. All it does is do this stupid data format conversion. And it's just, you know, separating it out into little steps. So, you know, there have to be these other scripts that add any data transforms, not data format transforms, but data transforms, like this idea of putting together gazes from fixations. So, you know, if we keep it simpler like that, so that it's in little pieces, then it'll be just easier to understand what the whole thing does.
Right, okay.
Because, if suddenly you discover there's a problem with the GDF to NXT transform, you want to know whether it's one of these little post-processes going wrong or whether it's just the thing that dumps it into the multiple files for the... And GDF to NXT transform is pretty simple, so...
Right.
And that's also why I sent you the subgrouping software, that the stuff that takes the ASCII sort of format originally and then...
The German stuff.
Because that little utility does things like, well, you can tell it what to do with blinks, whether just to lump them in or not, what the minimum fixation duration for a stable fixation would be. So you have, if it picks up fixations less than, say, 50 milliseconds, you can tell it just to, again, lump them all together. That's not a sort of reliable enough fixation. Putting these sort of things. So that's a bit of software sent, and that includes the source code and things as well.
Yeah, so I'll take it related to whatever with that source code, and no sort of restrictions on that. Fair enough.
So that's like all the analysis that you need to do to things. Are you just going to copy what they do, or is it documented like why they did it the way they did it, or is it just?
No, there's very little documentation, as you might imagine, for these sort of things.
What's the starting point, right?
Yes,
so,
that's
why. You see if you agree with the decisions that they made about how to do things.
Yeah, it sounds like an easy look through it and start writing out some documentation on it, and then I'll get that as a starting point for us to talk about today for what analysis we actually need to do on it and things. Create all your switches and whatever else you need to do. So, once I've had a bit more look at this GDF stuff, I'll then start looking through that and make sure that works.
So it also just filters that there are a lot of strange event tags that the iLink produces that are fairly meaningless.
and it
strips out a lot of the junk.
The JAS analyzer involves quite a few of the things as well. So,
we don't want to build it into our data path, we just want to learn from it, I think, right? Correct?
Possibly.
Yeah, well, if there's things that are useful for generating this GDF stuff, I can easily incorporate whatever functions it takes into JAST Analyzer when I'm doing the GDF stuff. So
I'm just thinking, so this takes the ASCII to a simplified ASCII, and simplified in with transforms in it, ASCII, and it seems to be harder to maintain something that's got that in it. It'd be better to break things up into like steps. Why do I think this? I don't know, because it's somebody else's program and they're going to give us the next version and that's going to break our entire pipeline. That's the main reason.
What I'm planning to do with it then is take the software, find out what functions are useful for us in that, and then use those functions to generate the stuff that goes into the XML file, the GIF format.
I can imagine that also requiring some discussion about what we're going to do is what we actually want to do. That should be interesting.
But so the first part of that will be documenting what they've got and then discussing it with Robin. Uh-huh. So I suppose that way.
It's not going to be quite graphical because it's written in Java.
Right, but yeah, well, mostly, yeah. I'm sure most of the logic's going to be the same. So.
And if in doubt, don't filter stuff out, keep it in, right? Because we always dump it too. This other NFC track that we don't need to load necessarily. So,
right, yeah, fair enough.
Just keep stuff on us.
Yeah, it's always better than making too much compression to start with and then being unable to go back.
Well, so long as XML, NXT will handle it, will it?
Oh, yeah, it's easy enough to dump stuff into a separate track.
Yeah.
We got to teach you about this at some point, though. So I'm still not quite sure when. It sounds like maybe another week.
Okay.
Jonathan made me promise not to tell you about it when you first arrived.
But you leave very quickly.
It's just too many things at once, and it wasn't important that it be done.
I've got the hang of all the stuff I've been going through, and it looks like I'm coming to the end of the stuff that's listed there already. So I'm gonna have to start looking at that as the next stage.
Okay, I think we're done, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't really need to. This just says, look at the wiki. Find out what's next. Give Fred more work to do.
Well, I may be having to check out these batteries and things, won't I? So, tomorrow. That'll be something to do.
we'll do if the train's as bad as today. So.
Brushing the
leaves off the rails. Well, yes. I had a great conversation with the train conductor. So they're going, oh yeah, we didn't have these problems in the days of steam because the steam would just dry out the leaves and clear them off.
Blow
them
off as probably as well.
Oh yeah.
It was very nice steam engines.
They haven't had them since the 60s, right?
Yeah. Well, I'll the guy later said, oh yeah, by the way, I retired 10 years ago, I'm actually 70. here now.
Right. I'm out of here.
Yep.
Okay.
So many of these acronyms and sort of GDFs and XMLs that